9 months back, a young 25-year-old American teacher came to India on what was meant to be a guided tour, a holiday, a learning experience. Instead, it turned out to be a horror. It was a visit where she was brutally assaulted, she was drugged, and she was raped. She left this country only to choose to come back again, to fight for justice in what must be an incredibly traumatic time for her. She joins us now for the special interview before she leaves for the United States. And with her is the man who actually convinced her, in a sense, to come back to this country, Mrityunjay Kumar, the senior lawyer. I'd like to thank both of you very much
thank you
for speaking to us. Do you think there'll be justice at the end of the day?
I have all the hope and faith that there will be, but I'm not completely naive to this situation, and I may never get justice for what happened, but I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that I at least make a difference somewhere with this case.
When did you choose to fight? When did you choose to come back?
It was about 3 months after I returned from India that I started remembering what had happened to me. And it wasn't long after that that I decided that this is something that needs to be heard. There are many victims' voices that aren't heard from rape in India, and it didn't take me much convincing that I needed to do this, that I needed to make a difference here.
Where did you find support? Friends, family, or was it just a choice of your own?
Definitely from my family and friends, and from support of my lawyers too. But it was from something inside that told me that I can't just let this go and be ignored like most victims are. And this is just a serious problem that needs to be addressed.
Yeah. And you reached out to her a few months back, and yeah, you've taken on this case pro bono. How difficult was it to convince her to come back to this country?
She was already convinced. We convinced her to go through. We made her understand the legal necessity of Indian law, that she needs to come back to record her statement and do whatever the legal formalities is required. It was difficult for us as far as the financial aspect is concerned. We had to arrange for the financial aspect from the USA and get funds for her travel and other expenses regarding this trip. So we had to really work hard on that aspect.
Without for a moment getting into the details of just what happened, from a very broad standpoint, because I understand just mention of this would be horrific, traumatic for you. You were drugged. And you didn't really know what happened, and it was after you were drugged for a few days that you were assaulted. Is that right?
I was drugged my first 2 days in India.
Immediately after coming to India?
Yes, that night. That same night that I came to India, I was. The first 2 days I was drugged, and I had no knowledge of what happened to me my entire stay here. It wasn't until about 3.5 months later that my memory started coming back, and I started having flashbacks and panic attacks and anxiety, and that was a very dark time for me, those months, yes.
And there were four people who attacked you, is that right?
Five.
There were five people, yeah. And two of them were from the tour agency who were supposed to be helping you in this tour.
Actually, three of them were from the tour agency, yes.
And they worked together, do you believe? Or yes. I mean, and it was pre-planned and things like that?
Yes, I definitely believe it was pre-planned. I very much believe that I am not the first victim from these people. And this is something that was done many times before, I believe.
When this assault happened, when the attack took place, was there somebody to help you immediately?
I mean, after the incident, I had no memory of it. I didn't know anything was wrong. So there wasn't really anybody that I tried to reach out to because I didn't know. But
you went away. You went back home.
Yes.
You knew something was wrong. And
Well, 3 months later, yes. After I returned from India, it was 3 months later, I knew something was wrong. And that's where I got the support from my family and strive to do something with this and not to just keep silent about what happened.
You must hate being here at this stage. How do you steel yourself? How do you brace yourself for going through what you've chosen to go through at this stage?
Coming back to India definitely isn't easy for me, especially coming back for this kind of reason. But I know that coming back for this and trying to make a change somewhere with victims of rape, it's worth it. My uncomfortableness is worth what I hope to change and make a difference somewhere with this.
The legal process itself, it's difficult, it's challenging, isn't it? And it's lengthy. There are no quick solutions to this. Or do you hope, or do you believe with the new laws that we have on rape in this country, the process of getting justice will be faster?
It should be faster, but we are again facing a lot of problems. And I believe that the legal system would be able to give justice to us.
And you think that you would be able to get justice in a finite period of time?
Yeah, definitely, yes, we do believe.
What about your own life in the United States? Would you ever be able to somehow or the other go beyond what you've had to go through? How can you go past this dreadful incident that occurred in this country?
I try to be positive with every situation that I'm dealt with, but especially this situation, I just try to make the best out of it and try to do make good from this. And that's really all that I can say about it. I just try to make good of this situation and hopefully make a difference somewhere and help other victims come forward that have faced these challenges. And I hope it makes a difference with at least one person.
Who's been the strongest support for you in your family or in your friends?
I would have to say my mom. My mom definitely. She has been overwhelmingly supportive with me coming here and doing this whole process. And yes, I would definitely say my mom has.
For a mother to know that her daughter went through what you went through, she must be a very, very strong person as well.
Yes, she's very strong and she's very just proud, which I'm really glad. She's very proud of what I'm doing and just very happy on how I have taken this negative in my life and tried to make it positive. She's very proud with that, yes.
You're a teacher in the United States. You're a teacher at what level? School or?
Kindergarten through 12th
Kindergarten.
grade.
So does that give you a sense of peace being with children?
It does. There is a sense of healing being around kids and just their innocence. It's very nice to be around.
Was it
And
almost therapeutic for you?
yeah, yes, it absolutely was.
When were you able to get back to work? Did it take a long period of time or?
It took about a little over a month, maybe 2 months, before I felt like I could just be in a normal setting again and do my daily routines of working.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about what children mean to you? Working for as a teacher, giving and caring for them and sharing with them. That must help at a very deep level, at a very deep emotional level as well.
It's just a very therapeutic experience, especially because of something I've been through like this. And just seeing their innocence and their strive to what they want to do in the world after school, and their eagerness to learn, and just their overall happiness with their life and what they want to do and strive for. That, and just being around them and learning more about their personal lives, it's very rewarding.
I read somewhere that you actually said you don't hate India. And what makes you say so? I mean, you don't equate India with the brutal attack that you suffered, obviously.
Rape is a serious problem in India, but I don't label India as a place where nobody should ever go, and it's so dangerous that no one should visit, no one should live there. I don't do that at all and label India as that. Every country has its own issues, so I don't just label India in that way.
So just the last couple of questions. You're going to have to come back here again. Does that frighten you at some stages, just going through the process? At some stage you may confront the people who attacked you. Is that going to be perhaps the toughest part of this, confronting or actually seeing the people?
I think so, yes. I will definitely have anxiety coming back and doing this process, but in the end, I believe it's worth it no matter what conclusion comes from this. At least I said something and wasn't quiet about it.
All right. Well, you used the word proud in speaking a little while back. You said your mom was proud of you.
Yeah.
I think we're all proud of you. And I think we're all proud of your courage and your determination in facing the law and hopefully getting justice for yourself. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.